Lawyers get to be the overseer. It's the place where everybody goes to seek justice, and we are the overseer of how you go about doing that. So the question for me then is, how do we maintain it? How do we maintain the system? How do we do right by that system and that special obligation that we have? Well, it's pretty, in my view, some of that's pretty simple. First of all, is we ought to be on notice that we do have that obligation, and we ought to guard it. We ought to selfishly guard it as lawyers, because it is, as I've said the word several times now, it is special. We have that special role in keeping our system the way it needs to be. We have a special role in assuring justice. And in my view, in Texas, that can go and does go further in terms of a special obligation. In my mind, the public has said, we the people, the real folks, say that what we're going to do is hand over a branch of government to you lawyers, essentially for you to be our representatives, whether you're dealing with a state agency or whether you're somebody that I need to have in order to get into the courthouse. You are our representatives, and I need you to be vigilant on our behalf. And we the people say, we trust you so much with that we're going to let you police yourselves. So not only is the special obligation, in my view, arising out of a limited monopoly that we're given, but then on top of that, folks say, and you get to police yourselves. Most of you know that the Texas State Bar is described as an integrated or organized bar, meaning you have to be a member of the bar in order to practice law. I remember in 1991, I was president of the Texas Young Lawyers at that time, which meant I was on the executive committee of the State Bar, and the State Bar was undergoing sunset review. And one of the top three big issues that was discussed and dealt with that entire session while going through the Sunset Commission's processes was whether lawyers would be able to continue to govern themselves, and whether or not instead there ought to be a disciplinary process that's separate and apart from the state bar. Well, as life sometimes works itself in circles, in 2017, I was on the Sunset Commission as a state senator. And once again, there were two big issues that were before us. One was the disciplinary process, but the other was how we go about passing rules, how we deal with the rules about how we ought to govern ourselves. And I'll tell you, the bar had been an abject failure with regard to how it passed the rules, including going 6 years at one point where they couldn't then get the right number of people to vote to make a change in the rules. And so the ABA line that said, Texas lawyers reject ban on sex with clients. So that was how much of a joke it was that the bar couldn't even get rules passed on something like that. Now, of course, the Supreme Court has oversight. You know that. They get to look at the budget and deal with the budget. But the rules and the disciplinary process are basically left to us as lawyers. So, lawyers, here you go. Make the most of what you would consider a healthy living, most folks would consider to be a healthy living. Control access to a portion of our government, have dominion over a big portion of our government, and on top of all that, police yourselves. So from my perspective, the very least the public should ask, and I think does ask, is be professional, be civil, don't violate the rules. But let me just say, it's an important ask. It may be simple, but it's an important ask. Again, it's more than just trying to avoid being a jerk. It knocks at the very foundation of the way our system is supposed to work, in my view. Because here's what most folks would say if asked. The system, the administrative law system, the court system, whatever role we're playing as lawyers and people, the system is meant to achieve justice. It's meant to achieve justice or get to a just result by reason. So achieve justice as best you can, or get to a just result by reason. In a definition of negligence, of course, is what would a reasonable person do, right? And that pervades the law. That's a part of how we look at things. Because then civility and professionalism gets to the heart of that. Because a lack of civility, a lack of professionalism drives people apart and you lose reason. You can't reason when you are separated, divided, or driven apart. The system also counts on, relies on, requires honesty, that this all be done in an honest and forthright way. I mean, the whole deal is supposed to be built on the truth and people giving testimony and arguments being made to judges, ALJs, where what's being said is actually honest and true.